Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 16th installment. Welcome. For the Surahs 88, Suratul Ghashiya, and Suratul Allah, Surah 87. They're both fairly long surahs, but Sidi writes them. He writes, you know, normal 3, 4, 5 pages on each, and the recording might go a little longer today. So we'll start with the Fatiha, and I'll recite Surah Ghashiya, and to the best of my abilities, and then we'll see what Sidi's tafsir is. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Rahmani Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladhina An'amta 'Alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سورة الغاشية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشية عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمنهما لا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ نعيمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لافية لاغية فيها عيون جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزراني مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإنجيل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فالذاكر إنما أنت مذاكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من ضل وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إنا إلينا إيابهم ثم إنا علينا حسابهم. صدق الله. Page 133. The surah was revealed in Mecca and consists of 26 verses. And the purpose for its revelation and placement here is because in the previous surah, Surah 87, Allah mentions that the hereafter is better and more everlasting. Then he began this surah by detailing the states of all the people during it. And so he said, Hal ataka hadithu ghashiya. Has there come to you news of the overshadowing event? This refers to the catastrophe that will befall and overshadow everyone with its severity, lasting up to the greater day of resurrection. It overshadows the human essences and obliterates them in the intense light of the divine manifestation of the essence, the Tajalli of the Dhati. For there is a greater kind and a lesser kind. The greater kind will come over all the people and divide them into groups, either in bliss or in wretchedness. And the lesser kind will overshadow the intellect of a person as if he is intoxicated because of its terrors. And from it, some will be in bliss and others will be in wretchedness. Wujuhu yawmaydin khashiya. Faces on that day will be downcast and lowered in humility. By faces he means the essences of the people, meaning they will be in fear and humility to the core of their beings. Amilatun nasiba, toiling and weary. The essence constantly performs taxing duties which drain its energy, such as falling in the levels of the fire or climbing its deep hills and carrying the heavy loads of its sins which weigh down on its back. Or it could be weary from the guards of hell and angels of punishment. See Quran 96:18. Tiring them and pushing them around because they obeyed the devils in their earthly life, which brought them no benefit, only torture and punishment. Tasla naran hamia, scorched by blazing fire. The fires of sensory domination and the fires of the traces of corporeal nature, avara atabia, blackening and causing suffering in accordance to the actions performed by the essence while in this world. Tuska min ainin ania, drinking at a boiling spring. Laisa lahum ta'amun illa min dari, no food for them save the bitterness of dry thorns, meaning unbeneficial knowledge such as deceitful fraud and conflicting differences and so on, none of which lead to Allah. La yusminul wa la yughni min ju, which gives no strength and neither stills hunger. It does not strengthen or nourish the self, nor does it release from hunger or quiet the appetite of the self. Beforehand, they used to be very avid in seeking this useless knowledge and gathering it. It could be that some of the wretched will be resurrected in the form of their food, such as the cursed tree of Zakum and the remains and excretions of humans. Rislin, see Quran 69:36 and 69:7. And some faces on that day will be radiant in bliss. There will appear on their faces the appearance of bliss and calm and joy because of the light energy they have due to their divestment from what is of no concern or value. Lisayiha radia, well pleased with the fruit of their striving. They walked with serious and unwavering intent on the path of righteousness, acquiring the noble virtues and making their way to Allah. And because of this, they find contentment and gratitude and do not become regretful or anxious like the first group mentioned above. In a sublime garden, in the gardens of the divine attributes and in the presence of divine holiness, gardens which are sublime and exalted in their high position. La tasmo fiha laghia, where there shall be heard no word of vanity. That is because their words will be wisdom and gnosis, and glorification and praise. Fiha Ainun Jaria. In it are countless flowing springs, the life-giving springs of knowledge and gnosis and direct tasting, vok, and unveiling, kashf, and ecstatic states of being, wisdan, and divine unity, tawhid. Fiha sururum marfu'a. In it are thrones elevated. They are elevated in the levels of the divine names which they reached by taking on their the divine names, their character traits. Their levels transcend any corporeal measure, being totally spiritual. Wa ahwabum maudua, and goblets placed ready for drinking from, which contain a drink from the qualities of the essences divested of anything evanescent, and their beautiful traits, which is the substance of the intoxicating drink of love, and they will be set firmly in place. Understand this, with an exclamation point. Namariku masfufa, in cushions set in rows, cushions of their stations and sitting places in the levels of the divine attributes. For every attribute, from the moment of its first manifestation and impression of its lights in the heart, until the moment of its transformation from a state, hal, into a station and possession, when the person becomes completely qualified with that attribute, there are sitting places and standing places. So when the voyager, the salik, takes his full share from it, in accordance with his predisposition, and when he arrives at its end point, having completed his walking in it, and it now becomes his possession, then at that moment it becomes a station, makam, for him on that particular couch, which is the setting place of that attribute in relation to the essence. Wa zarabiyu mab athutha, and carpets spread out underneath them. The carpets of the stations, the makamat, of the manifestations to tajaliyat, of the divine acts which are under the stations of the divine qualities, such as, for example, reliance, tawakul, being under contentment, rida. Afala yanduruna ila ibili, kaifa hulikat, wa ila samai kaifa rufiat, wa ila jibali kaifa nusibat, wa ila lardi kaifa sutihat. Do they not consider the camels, how they are created, or the sky, how it is elevated, or the mountains, how they are firmly erected, or the earth, and how it is spread out? And do they not behold and consider the outward traces, athar, in the sensory realm, his, and through them move and cross over into the ultimate manifestation, to jali, of the qualities? Fadakir inma anta mudakir, lasta alayhim bi musayetir. And so exhort them and remind them, for your task is to remind them. You have no power over them to compel them. Maybe among them there is one who is prepared to accept the reminder so that he climbs the ladder to the neighborhood of the real al-haq. This reminder will not be for one who turns away in neglect from the causer because of the causes being before his eyes, blocking his vision. Your only responsibility then is to remind and exhort, and not to compel or force others to believe. This is similar to his saying, "You cannot guide whom you wish to guide," Quran 28:56, "and you are not to be overbearing over them," Quran 50:45. Ilaman Tawala Ma Kafar. Vayua Dibuhu Lahula Daba Akbar. However, as for him who turns away, bent on denying and covering the truth, then Allah will cause such a one to suffer the greater punishment. It is the great fire alluded to in the previous surah, 87, which serves as the absolute veil over all levels of being. Inna alayna yabuhum, thumma inna alayna hisabuhum. Indeed, to us is their return, and upon us is their accounting. They will turn only to us and to no one else, and we will take them to account and punish them with the greater punishment. And compulsion and force belong to us, not to you. And know, my beloved, that faces that day will shine with the bliss of witnessing and direct beholding, by virtue of their striving on the path for which they will be well pleased, and they are taken to the wide carpet of witnessing, mushahada, mushahada, in sublime gardens of witnosis, in which they hear no vanity, because its inhabitants are sanctified above vanity and obscenity, and because their words are all invocation and mutual reminders. They will be on arranged cushions in those gardens, for their spirits have become free of the load of obligations, and they have cast their load upon the living and eternally subsisting, and they will be on rich carpets of intimacy spread out in the place of holiness. Will they not employ their powers of reflection and consideration so that their spirits can be established in the presence? For reflection is the lamp of the heart, and when it leaves, there is no longer any light to it, and it is the wondrous secret of the heart. So do they not consider the spirits and how they are raised? For they are the loci of the reflections of the Gnostics. And the mountains of the intellect and how they are set up to differentiate between the sensory form, the his, and the spiritual meaning, mana, and between the law, sharia, and the reality, hakika, and to the earth and how it was spread under the majestic splendor of Allah, the exalted, and how the earth of the human corporeal nature was placed in a low, humble position in relation to the spirit, the ruh, because of its control and authority over it. And know that whatever is said to the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also meant for his successors, the Muhammadan inheritors, among those who remind others. Whoever neglects them and refuses to listen to them will be tormented in the punishment of separation and placed under the thick veil and held to the exacting account. We ask him to gather us all to him and with those he loves, for he hears everything and responds. Amin. Surah 87, Surah Allah. Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sabbihi isma rabbika ala alladhi khalaqa fasawwa walladhi qaddara fahadda walladhi akhraja al-mar'a fajalahu ghuthaan hawa sanukri'uka fala tansa illa ma sha'allahu innahu yakhlamu jahra wa ma yakhfa wa nu yassiruka lir musra yusra fadakir inna fatin dikra sayandakaru ma yakhsha wa yatajannabu halashka alladhi yasla nahra al-kubra athumma la yamutu fiha wa la yahya Kadavlaha mandazaka vadakara smarambihi vasla balutuk siro In hadalaki suhufi laula suhufi berohima wahusa Surah to Allah, is the 87th surah, and it's revealed in Makkah and consists of 19 verses. And the reason for its revelation and placement here is that in the previous surah, Surah 86, verse 17, Allah advised His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be patient at the harm and trouble of the rejectors who do not glorify Him or invoke Him. So He said, "Sabihi isma rabbikal a'la, extol the name of your Lord the highest. Glorify His name and declare it transcendent above false interpretations. And above and beyond its application to anything other than Him in a way that would make that other thing a co-share in the meaning. For there is absolutely nothing beside Him that can be named with His name. As He said, do you know anyone that can save have His name? 1965. Extol His holy essence and declare it beyond any quality unfitting for it. So the appellation, the highest, would apply to the Lord. And this is the most obvious intended meaning. And His being high, sublime, refers to His irresistible power and authoritative control, and His transcendence from being newly existent within time, or being contained by the comprehensions of intellects. For no quality or qualifier can encompass Him, and no knowledge or knower can contain Him. And it does not refer to a highness of position, for He is not confined in any place. It is narrated that when glorify the name of your Lord, the tremendous, 5696 was revealed. The Prophet said, say this in your bowing. And when this verse 87:1 was revealed, he said, say this in your prostration. Beforehand, they used to say when bowing, we bow to you. When prostrating, we prostrate to you. But then they replaced those with these. Alladhi khalaqa fasawa. He who creates everything and then forms it in due accordance. Meaning, He created everything and formed everything in accordance with what is meant to be, endowing it with the qualities specifically necessary for it and its functions, adapting it to the exigencies of its existence before its coming to be. So He did not form them haphazardly without any wisdom, rather, He formed them with complete wisdom and perfection. Indicating that this is a creation of one who is is complete in knowledge and wisdom. Walladhi qaddara fahada, he who determines the nature of all that exists, then guides it towards its fulfillment. Meaning, He predetermined everything in pre-existence, and then guided each thing according to its predetermined function and end, such as final felicity, wretchedness, daily provision, lifespan, and so on. He guides it to whatever is best for it and inspires it with the manner of its benefiting from it, such as when the animal newly emerges from its mother's womb, it immediately seeks its nourishment from its mother. As with all other animals, so glorified be the wise regulator of affairs. Walladhi akhraja mara, he who brings forth vegetation. He brought forth moist and fresh vegetation, herbage, which the animals consume. Faja'allahu ghuthaan ahwa, and thereby causes it to decay to brown stubble, and thereby taking it out of its green state. And these three above sentences, verses 2 through 5, are descriptions of the sublime Lord. Sanukri ukafala tansa. We shall teach you and you shall not forget what you are taught. We will directly and personally teach you, O Muhammad, the Quran, so you will not forget it. And this is a specific grant to the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which kind of covers the entirety of humanity in its scope. So Allah is promising him that he will teach him the Quran on the tongue of Jibreel, alayhi salam, and cause it to stay firmly in his memory so he won't forget any of the revelation. And we will make you able to recite it, and due to your granted power of memorization, you will never forget it. Even though you do not know how to write or read, and this will be a further miraculous sign of yours, in addition to the verses themselves which you recite that mention matters of the unseen. Illa ma sha Allah, save what Allah may will. So you will not forget anything except what Allah wills you to forget through abrogation. And this alludes to the fact that Allah will maintain and protect the memory of the revelation in him, and none of it will escape him except what Allah specifically causes him to forget by abrogating that verse or its import. Innahu ya'lamu al-jahra ma yakhfa. For he surely knows all that is evident and all that is hidden. He knows what is manifest and what is concealed, such as what he revealed to him. So he will forget what Allah wills that he forget, and will remember what he wills to safeguard in his memory. And he knows your vocal recitation, following along with the recitation of Jibreel, reading with him vocally, it loosens from your memory. And he knows what is inwardly concealed in yourself that leads you to recite silently or aloud to maintain your memory of the revelation. And in general, he knows what you make evident and what you conceal of your words and actions, and your inward and outward states. He knows all of this with his ancient knowledge. Wa nuyassiruka lil yusra. And we will ease your way to ease. And we will grant you continual success and facilitation on the path of ease in all aspects of the religion, deen, such as knowledge and teaching, such as guidance. This includes ease in reception of the revelation and full comprehension of what its message contains, such as the magnanimous codes of the law and the other divine messages, all of which converge for the purpose of perfecting the soul, the nafs, of the messenger and also of those who follow him. Such as when Allah says, so exhort and remind others, 87:9. And the specification of this ease and facilitation for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for the purpose of explaining how he had a complete share of that facilitation, almost as if it was an essential quality of his that he was created upon. And it is incumbent upon you, O great beloved, that you exalt your Lord by not beholding any other alongside of him, and that you purify your belief of him by denouncing in regards to him any indwelling or unification, and glorify your Lord by knowledge of his names, and glorify him with your secret in the vast ocean of his grants. And from the awesome splendor of his glory, extract laudations by which you ascend in praising him with them. And magnify his name by declaring it transcendent above there being anything else, from the throne to the dirt. Who can be named by his name until by the holiness of his name you become holy and purified from beholding any alterities, aghyar, and arrive by the holiness of his name to the vision of the attributes, and then to the vision of the essence. And the highest, Allah, is high beyond everything and proximate to everything. So he is sublime to his in his proximity and proximate in his sublimity. Nothing is above or beyond him, and nothing is below or closer to him. He who created, meaning he who manifested the things and fashioned their forms and perfected their creation. He who delineated the levels of being and guided to the means of access to them. And he who brought forth the vegetation, meaning that which is taken in during the beatific appearances of the essence and the rising of the lights of the attributes. Then he made it into brown stubble, and so it changes its form and appearance and color as it moves between the radiance appearance of the beauty al-Jamal and the severe appearance of the majesty al-Jalal. It is the spiritual grazing place for the masters of the spirit and secrets and hearts, so they may graze among the herbiage of the Mawakib Ilahiyya and the grants of the Lahut, domain of pure lordship. And he also brought forth the corporeal grazing places for those of the lower ego self, commanding to evil and selfish desire, so they may graze among the herbage of carnal passions and delights. And we will inspire you with the knowledges and the gnosis which bewilder the minds, and you will not forget any of them except as Allah wills you to forget. For he knows the outwardly evident, and what among those knowledges it behooves you to declare to everyone, and what is concealed in those knowledges you should keep away from those not worthy of them. And we will facilitate your way, which will bring you to the greatest presence. In other words, the way, the Tariqa Suluk, to Allah. And that is the all-merciful reward, which outweighs the deeds of the two weighty creations, humankind and jinn. And at that moment you will be fit to call others to Allah and remind them, in accordance with his saying, Fadakhir, Dakir, so exhort, remind, or call. Exhort the people according to the same way we brought you to us, from what is revealed to you from the real, the al-haq that guides one to the real, and guide them to that in which lies their eternal felicity, as you were doing beforehand, and remain in your occupation of reminding. Inna fa tir dhikra wa sayakharu ma yakhsha. If the reminder would be beneficial, and the one who has reverential awe, he will take heed. He specified and constricted the occupation of calling, since whereas in the beginning he would expend his energies in calling everyone out of concern that they accept the message and believe in it, it would only increase some of them in obstinate rejection. So he was commanded to specify his reminder for those that could and would benefit and not tire himself unnecessarily in attending to and calling those who would never benefit from it, and increase in nothing save in rejection and disbelief. For these, Allah has placed a seal on their hearts. So this verse is similar to and remind by the Quran those who fear the threat and turn away from those who turn away from our remembrance. And the wretched one will avoid it. Meaning the one who is predestined to be wretched will refuse to accept the admonishment and not be reminded, nor will he follow the message. Alladhi yasla nara kubra. And he will taste the greatest fire, and it is the lowest level of the hellfire. Thumma la yamutu fiha wa la yahya. Then he will neither die in it, nor will he come to life. He will not die during the punishment so that he can be relieved, nor will he come to new life which will benefit him. He will suffer in the severe levels of the fire because moving back and forth between death and life is worse than simply being punished in the fire in this state. And while he is there, he will turn right and left, fully feeling the torment and pain, which is all unbearable because of the oppression and corruption and denial he committed. Qad aflaha. He has succeeded. He has moved away from every hateful thing or punishment and obtained every good and blessed thing he ever hoped for. Man tazaka. He who has purified himself of disbelief and rejection and corruption and disobedience because of your reminders, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa dhakhara sma rabbihi. And he invokes the name of his Lord by his tongue and heart and state and action. Fasala, and so then praise. The ritual obligatory prayers, and one who has purified himself from attachment to wealth and invoked Allah in his prayers has found success and safety. Bal tuthirun al-hayata dunya. But no, you prefer the life of this world, and instead of the hereafter, and so you do not do those actions that would save you, and you prefer the fleeting passions of the lower world and strive to fulfill them, become too engrossed in them to pay attention to the eternal life of the hereafter, whose bounties never end and which you never die. Wal akhiratu khairun wa abqa. And the hereafter is better and more everlasting. Its good comes from itself because of its precious blessings and complete lack of any sadness or grief or pain or other negativities. Inna hadha la fi suhufi al-ula. Indeed, this is recorded in the earliest scrolls of revelation, meaning this meaning above is to be found in the earlier books of the earlier prophets, namely Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa, the scrolls of Ibrahim and Musa. And know, my beloved, and so call others, O Gnostic who leads to Allah, if the reminder is of any benefit, or if you hope or imagine a benefit. However, if you are certain of the lack of any benefit in calling someone, do not tire yourself, for it could be useless, such as calling an envious enemy of yours, or stubborn one, or one fully engrossed in the love of leadership and authority. Calling these is like trying to bend cold iron, namely useless. And the caller must have an ability to lead and to notice things. Allah says, call others to the way of your Lord with wisdom and fair admonishment. Quran 16:125. And wisdom means that you confirm each one in their state from the point of view of the domain of hikmah, and to bring them to Allah from that state. So, for example, they confirm the leaders of men in their position and call them to have mercy and gentleness over their subjects. And they confirm the people of this world in their state and call them to spend it. And they confirm the people of knowledge in their state of knowledge and call them to have sincerity and strive hard to spread it in the most upright of ways in which Allah is well pleased. The one in reverential awe of Allah will take admonition and benefit from it, for his providential care preceded him in pre-eternity. And the wretched Ashka will turn away from the reminder and ignore it, for his wretchedness was predestined. So the one who knows he is wretched is termed Shaki, and the one who doesn't know he is wretched is termed Ashka. Such a one will burn in the greater fire, which is neglect and banishment. And the smaller fire is in following the desires and gratifications. Successful is he who purified himself. The one who is purified of himself has attained arrival. This means he purifies himself from dissension and disobedience, his heart from superfluous matters and vain pretensions, his spirit from what is not in keeping with it, and his secret from the I, the ego self. No, you prefer the life of the lower world above directing yourself towards the Holy Presence and the house of the hereafter, in which witnessing is perpetual, is better and more everlasting. And this is all in the way of inspiring detachment from the lower world and attachment to Allah. And this is to be found in the revelations of the earlier prophets and messengers. Upon them all be blessed peace. Because divine unity and the promise and threat is the same throughout all of their messages and does not differ between them like the laws do. So this entails abandoning what is other than Allah and divesting from it, as Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam did when he said, "I am free from what you associate with him." 678. And moving towards Allah is when he said, "I direct my face to him." 679. And speed and yearning for his beauty and regret in having stopped at the various stations is when Prophet Musa alayhi salam said, "I repent to you and I am the first to believe." 7143. I asked him, Most High, that he make us understand what we are ignorant of and benefit us with what he teaches us, for he is all hearing and all responding. Amin, amin, amin. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.